You're listening to Your World Today, where you won't miss a thing.
This afternoon, we talk about hiking, and specifically in Johannesburg, we're joined by Muniba Bayat, co-founder of Nature's Lovers Essays Hiking Club. Sister Muniba, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Shukran for joining us. When we talk about hiking in Johannesburg, you know, what are the options, and are there many options that people could choose from?
Yes, there are most definitely lots of options that people can choose from. You know, it also depends on what people are looking for, because you have, you know, your sort of beginner hikes, you have your intermediate hikes, and most people sort of start off with a beginner's hike. And those are your sort of standard ones that you would do, like your Klipprivier, you could do Hennops. And most of these hiking trails that, you know, we go with our hiking group are based around, say, maybe 15, 20 minutes away from Johannesburg City Centre. And then you also have options. So, you know, most hikers would look at, especially when you're going as a family or as a group, depending on the fitness level and what you're looking for, you'd look at hiking trails that offer you a easy to moderate hike between, the, you know, 4 kilometers and 8 kilometers. And then you always have an option of a 12 or a 16, if that's what people are looking for.
Yes. Your own story, how did you get into hiking?
Well, my, you know, my whole hiking story was, we always loved hiking as a family, but it wasn't something that my, you know, my kids were really too keen on it at some point or the other. And then I think about 8 years ago, I was looking at keeping, you know, a sort of mentally fit and also, you know, healthy and healthy lifestyle. And I was hiking on my own with a few other groups, but they were not Muslim groups. And I just felt there were times when you felt, when you're out on the hiking trail, that you needed to be around our own people. And we were, you know, I also noticed that there were a lot of young women or women that were single that were afraid to go out and do things on their own. And they asked me, what do you do on the weekends? You always seem to be busy. And I said, well, I go hiking on a Sunday and to really save nice spaces. And they said, would you mind actually, you know, sort of taking us along on some of the hikes? So it started off as a support group for single women, actually, 8 years ago. And we started hiking. We were a group of four hikers. And then from there, you know, every week somebody new joined us. And now we have something like about 150-odd hikers that join us on a weekend. We hike every Sunday. So the hiking has just become almost a weekend thing. But we also found, or what I found over the years, is often people came there and had these aspirations of doing bigger hikes, overnight hikes, 5-day hikes. And because they never had the opportunity to join up with groups, it almost became something that they put onto the sort of the back burner. And then when they joined our hiking group, and once they shared with us what they'd like to do, myself and the other co-founder, Marjida, you know, would encourage the ladies to kind of do hikes with us that were maybe overnight or 2-day hikes. And now most of our hikers do an average of between 8 and 16 day, you know, hike kilometers in a Sunday. And then once every 3 months, they would do an overnight hike. We've also encouraged groups to kind of do the Otters Trail. We've done Amatala. We've, you know, Whale Trail, Pondo. So those are all your bigger hikes. And depending on what they want to do, a coastal hike or a mountain hike, and also from a fitness level, what, you know, what level do they want to actually hike on. And then we've had, again, from the hiking group, interest of going to climb mountains. So we've had a group that's gone, but we've also partnered with other hiking groups. Because we were ladies on our own, some of the hiking trails, you don't want to just take a, you know, chance of going out on your own. So we would normally, you know, be able to take a family member with, or we join up with another group, which is a group that I joined up a few years ago with, which was the male only, and then, you know, with a couple of couples. And then that's how we started hiking together. So we almost like, if we did the overnight or weekend away, we would be at least about 15, 20 of us. It's safe to hike out if you're going to stay out in the cave, or you're going to stay out in the tent. So that kind of thing.
Someone's asking about the Melville Coppies Nature's Reserve. Is that open to hiking?
It is. So the only thing with the Melville Nature's Hiking Club, because it's not a very safe sort of reserve to hiking. I live in the Melville area. So, you know, many years ago, you could hike here quite happily and freely on your own. But in the last recent years, because you've got vagrants staying in the caves, it's not really that safe for hikers to hike alone. So there is a Melville group that actually opens up the reserve every Sunday. And it's sort of almost like a, not a guided hike, but it's sort of a hike where you have a sort of a group leader. And they would then take you into the Melville copies. Your Melville copies, you could do an average of about almost 10 kilometers. And, the, you know, if you do the other part, because you've got West Melville copies and you've got the East. So if you do both of them, you do about 16 kilometers in total in the hike in the Melville copies.
What is the one hike that you would recommend in around Johannesburg?
So most people's favorites are the Klipperfees because you've got the options of all the different ones. And also, I think based on the fact that it's part of the city parks, so, you know, it's also managed by a city park, which is quite well maintained, pretty safe. There have been a few incidences. That's how we tell people not to hike alone. It's better to hike in groups of four or more. But Klipperfees seems to be one of the most popular ones around the city center because it's not so far out and you could do a, you know, good workout and get home in the next 15 or 20 minutes. But then there's also been a lot of new hiking trails since COVID that have opened up in the areas like Magaliesburg, Hartbeespoort Dam, and it's mainly sort of farm owners that have access to the Magalies Mountains. So you need to get access through the farmer's place to actually get onto the hiking trail. So there are some beautiful, beautiful hikes that people don't actually know about that are like just an hour away from Johannesburg.
Yes, certainly. We appreciate the insight that you've shared with us. Jazakumullah khair for availing yourself. And we look forward to you sharing further updates about hikes, inshallah, especially as we come close to the holiday time. People may be looking forward to doing things during the holiday period.
Absolutely. And it's so good to actually encourage our youth to go out and hike, you know, on the mountains and actually just be in nature. It's so important.
Definitely, definitely. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah for having me on your show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.